that just that not making it complicated, esoteric, distant, recognizing what is there as being there, what is not there as not there, in terms of the senses and the response to that sense contact. Keeping it simple.
That's interesting because it just seems like the Dhamma is directly visible whether defilements are present or not, or hindrances are present or not. It's just the truth of the way it is.
Yes, the truth of the way it is. Yeah. This is the way, this is what it feels like when you experience lust and desire and aversion and delusion and within nature, in the response to the senses. This is what it's like when one doesn't. And both are to be understood.
Because there does seem to be a view that the Dhamma is only visible when those things disappear.
Right. Yeah. Because that's, the Buddha saying, what the Buddha teaches is dukkha and the cessation of dukkha. So the understanding what dukkha is and how to bring it to cessation. Right.